The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
If something's not all right in your house, in your life, in your thinking, or mine, I'm talking to myself also, remember this. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Now, if everything's not all right, you are not in your Father's house. But you can arise, you can say to your soul, I'm going to come to my senses, I'm going to Father's house. And you know what Father's going to say? Everything I have is yours.
On today's Healing Word broadcast, Pastor Jack Morris is here. And he's going to take us to the book of Psalms, chapter 23 and verse 5, which says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Do you feel the presence of God in your life today, so much that you're in His house and eating at His table? Let's go to the message, Emotional Health and Spirituality, and learn more about walking closely with the Lord.
These are days that are unprecedented. There's never been anything like it. I hope there'll never be anything quite like it again, but this too shall pass. It's not always going to be like it is with this coronavirus and COVID-19 and racial injustice. God is a God of healing, and He makes great and beautiful changes. We have to believe that. Because it's true. We've known God long enough. Now, like He says, he'll be right on time. And He's here today on time to bless and to meet us where we need to be met. Now, I just felt so impressed to turn to Psalm 23. I'm not going to be able to expound the whole psalm. I'm not going to try to do that today. But it's the most beloved psalm of all the psalms, of all the scriptures, Psalm 23. And we're going to talk about mental, emotional health and our spirituality, how one affects the other, negative or positive, how the other one affects the other, either negative or positive. We're going to learn from the Holy Spirit today who we are and why we feel and act sometimes the way we do. Though the Bible is the greatest book of mental health and psychology and spirituality in all the world, it's been ahead of the scientists, the educators for thousands of years. We're still learning from this wonderful book. About, what was it, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, we were blindsided by this Cronola virus. It just descended upon us like a dark cloud. None of us, they were expecting it, anticipating it. We were innocently living our lives, working at our jobs, going to our church, and then all of a sudden, bang, it hit us with a vengeance. And here we are today. But we're loving God because God is loving us, and we're going forward in Jesus, and we're not going to be stopped by any of the evils that the enemy would send upon us. God loves us, and His love is sufficient, and His love is a covering, His love is a protection, and we love Him because He first loved us. But I'm going to take you this morning to Psalm 23, verse 5. There's where I'm going to place the emphasis today. And if you want to look at it, do you have that for on the screen? Okay. Look up at Psalm 23, verse 5. And let's read it out of the NIV. That's our Bible here at the church, although I have many translations and versions that I look at when I'm preparing messages or reading devotions. Go ahead and let's read it out loud together. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Friend, God wants all of his people to have an overflowing cup, or as the Hebrew would have it, an overflowing life of joy and peace in him. Now, this is what God wants. Whether we want it, that's another. Say, oh, I do want that. I really want that. Well, there are some things that we're going to need to do in order to get that. We don't need to just say, Lord, just give me an overflowing life of joy, and then do things that are contrary to him and that reflect a carnal attitude within. You prepare a table. Look at those words I have underlined for you. In the presence of my enemies. Oh, yes, you and I have some enemies. Absolutely. Jesus had some enemies. And the enemies that were against Jesus are the same enemies that are against us. He had some enemies within the 12. One of them was Judas. Another one betrayed him 3 times before the rooster crowed. And then they all forsook him and left. Friends, this is not a cakewalk. Life is not a bowl of cherries. In the world, there will be tribulation and there will be trouble. But you, Lord, anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. So there are 5 words there. Table, enemies, head, oil, and cup. I want to look at those 5 in chapter 23, verse 5. But I'm going to start with the word head, because head is where the issues of life come from. When the Bible speaks of the heart, the Bible speaks of the mind. It's not talking about the ticker down here, because the ticker doesn't do any thinking. The head and the decisions making are in the head. All of our issues of life flow from our mind. And so this is the scripture, and this is how Jesus is teaching us. And friend, let me tell you something. You and I can have a greater control of our life, of our happiness, of our joy, than perhaps we think. And today, God's going to turn it around for some of us, and we're going to leave here and leave our homes and stay in our homes with happiness and joy in our hearts. The scripture says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, notice, as he thinketh in his heart is the mind, whereas he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now notice that little word, is. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is, I-S. Is present tense. Is right now. What you have been thinking is what you are. You are what you think. I've heard the saying, you are what you eat. No, you are what you think. So if you've been thinking godly thoughts, saying godly words, lifting up people with kindness, then that's what you is. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, if you are wondering why you're depressed, why you're sad, why you're down, why you're so critical, why you're seeing so much that is wrong, and it seems like it's just all standing out to you, it is what you have been thinking. For as a man or a woman thinketh. So this is how it works. You think it. It's in your brain. You have included that. It is now incarnate in you. Now as it is in your brain, now it becomes a part of your lips and your tongue. Whatever is coming out of your mouth is coming out of your brain, and that's what you is. Isn't that it? Friend, let's think holy thoughts. Read the Word of God. Say kind things. Build one another up. Let's be a blessing. Amen. Amen. God will bless you as you bless others. But if you criticize others, what you sow, you're going to reap. Going to come back and hit you right in the face. Through your spouse, where you work, through your children, through your family. Friend, the Bible does not change. It is not a respecter of persons. And let's follow the Bible. It is so simple to do so. Now, this coronavirus hit us so very, very hard. It just upset us. Everything changed. Quarantine, travel restrictions. We can't do church like we used to do church. It had just brought about so much that we were not part of or was not part of us. And it has hurt us spiritually, even brought depression and sadness. Friend, some of you are still down, but today, say in your heart today, I'm going to trust God and the Jesus that rose from the dead. He's going to lift me out of this dark place that I've been in for weeks now. You've got to claim it. You've got to stand on it. You've got to throw your anchor on the solid rock, not on the shifting sands. But this is what God has done.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message, following this important invitation to join us in worship this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
There are enemies out there. Enemies. There were several enemies in Jesus' camp. You don't have to go far to find an enemy. Not a bad person, but just a person that wants to sow some briars, some weeds in your mind and in your thought. Don't become a dupe for the enemy. Become a child of God. Let the God who is the light of the world, Jesus, shine in you and shine out of you. Notice you prepare a table before me. You do this. God has done this. He's prepared you. And he prepares it today. It has been prepared. You prepare a table before me. Right now, before me, I don't have to go looking for it. He came to me. Right now, before me, here's this table. Oh, let's reach up by faith. There's love on that table. Let's take it. There's joy on that table. Let's take it. There's peace on that table. Let's take it. Let's feast on love. Let's feast on peace. Let's feast on joy. I'll tell you, friend, your life will be joyous and happy during this corona time, during this racial time. Whatever time, your life will be happy if you're eating at the Lord's table, if you're feasting at the Lord's table. Oh, the luscious fruit of heaven. It's a healing feast of restoration. You just tell the Lord, Lord, I want to feast at your table. I nibbled my way out. And, you know, have you ever heard this? I'm sure you have. The grass is greener. Have you heard that? And so we go over there. You think those people are your friends? No, they're not your friends. They're not your friends. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and he'll never hurt you. He'll lift you, bless you, help you, encourage you, be with you always, never leaving you nor forsaking you. You see, listen to what I have to say now, and I pray that I will say it correctly as the Holy Spirit would have me to say it. The world, and sometimes those who are not of the world, will offer you something else to talk about, to think about. It looks like the right thing to do. And you'll come up and you'll excuse yourself. You'll say, well, it is the truth. It is the truth. But you don't have to speak it, even though it is the truth. But it just may not be the truth. The devil is the father of all lies. And he lied to Eve. You know, he knows how to slither into paradise. That snake will slither into your home, into your life, even into your church. But we're not going to have anything to do with him, and we're going to rebuke him out. And the Lord will come in with his love and his mercy and his grace. So it looks like the impression is that it's okay, because this is a spiritual person saying this. It's okay. So if this person is spiritual and they're saying this, it must be okay for me to say this. Friend, that sounds logical, but it is damnable to your soul and to your happiness and to your joy. I want you to have peace and joy. That's why I'm your pastor, and that's why I'm speaking prophetically today, because you can come out of the pig pen of the far-off country that you have grazed yourself into. I will arise and go to Father's house. Now, notice what that just said. I will. Nobody's going to get you out but you, trusting the Lord. I will arise. I'm going to do something about this situation. I'm going to get out of this stinking pig pen. I wasn't here before. Things have happened, and I feel like I have the smell of swine on me today. Friend, there's a baptism in the Holy Spirit that will cleanse your heart and mind. I pray for it for myself. I pray for it for you. Pray for it for God's people everywhere. I will arise and go. The scripture says, I will come to my senses. Hey, it's time to think spiritually. It's time to think love. It's time to think I'm going to be a blessing. I'm not going to carry it on. Now listen. Friend, God's ready to take you in if you're ready to go in to Father's house. He cares for you. He loves you. You see, there are cuts and bruises out there in the world. Let me just go back to Palestine. David, the writer of the psalm, would sing these psalms. He would take his sheep up to the mesa, the plateau land. And there he would prepare the land. He would pick up the briars. He would pick up the thistles. He would throw away the sharp rocks. But still some of the sheep, they would wander over out of the area, out of the pasture land that the Son of David has prepared. And they'll cut their nose. They'll cut their lip. They'll scar their eye. And so now here comes the shepherd with oil, the olive oil, and he will pour it on, because there are now gnats and bugs and flies that are beginning to swarm. Friend, I'll tell this in a moment. I just don't. I think I will. You just don't look right anymore. Your countenance has fallen. Who has deceived you? Come on back to Father's house. Come on back. You'll find an embrace. His love, he's here. He's where you are at this very moment. We've been wearing a mask. I see you wearing a mask, doing the right thing. I wear a mask. Corinne wears a mask. You're doing the right thing. We need to put a mask over our ears and over our eyes, because there are words and statements and things and attitudes that are floating in the air like little droplets. You can't see it. And sometimes even when you did see it, you didn't see it. But they're ready for you to suck it in, to pierce your soul, to pierce your mind, to drag you down to the pig pen. You don't have to stink anymore. You can praise God and feel the joy of the Lord in your soul and in your heart. I heard a story one time about a grandfather. He loved his grandchildren, and his grandchildren were there to visit with Grandpa. And Grandpa had a big mustache, a big one. And so while Grandpa was asleep, the grandchildren, ornery as they were, went into the refrigerator and they got some cheese. It was a horrible smell to it. I mean, that cheese, It was, I don't know whether it was rotten or what it was, but it smelled horrible. And while Grandpa was sleeping, they put some on their finger and they went over slightly, put it on his mustache, a little bit on his mustache. And all of a sudden, Grandpa, and then they ran out of the room. Then Grandpa started to twist it. He gets up and he said, oh, Grandpa said, what's in this room? What stinks? What smells so bad? Oh, my land, I've got to get outside and get some fresh air. And he runs outside in the yard and stands there. Oh, stinks. Everywhere I go, there's stink. The whole world stinks. Then he found out he was the one that was stinking. Friend, it's not out there. It's in here, in here. If we have joy, we have it. If we stink, it's us. Get that foul smell away. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Arise, go to Father's house. There's an embrace. There's a covering. He will surround you. Come, celebrate with the saints. Rejoice with the people of God. Don't commiserate with those who are miserable. Help them, pray for them, but rejoice with them. Friend, it's time to celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Come on, let's bring out the tambourines. Let's bring out the instruments of praise. Like Miriam, let's take the tambourine and call the ladies and begin to dance on the shore of the Red Sea. God has done a great thing. The horse and his rider has fallen into the depths, and God has allowed you, or is allowing you right now, to walk across on dry land. Come on, be the man, be the woman that God wants you to be, or that you used to be. Get out of the pig pen. That man that was in the pig pen, it was still God's son. It was still the Father's son. Because he said, I'll go back to my Father's house. The pig pen didn't change him from being a son of the Father, but it separated him. And you've got to come to your senses and arise and go to that altar of prayer and allow the Lord to come in and to bring a blessing to you. And what will happen? Hey, a table has been spread. Your head has been anointed. Your sadness is being turned into joy. And the last thing about this verse 5, the last thing it says, my cup overflows. Friend, you can have an overflowing life. Will you come to the Lord today? I'm going to seek God. I'm going to ask the Lord to search my heart. I hope you'll ask him to search your heart. But I've got to take care of this man here. And my spirituality. I've been hearing things too. We all hear things. We're going to hear things from the political world to this world that is so ungodly. But I want to turn to Jesus because Jesus is with me. Jesus will help me. There is a balm in Gilead. Friend, there is healing, there's wholeness. It's up to you. Come on to your senses and say, Lord, it's me, standing in the need of prayer. Friend, you won't get the words out of your mouth, and you'll feel the quickening of the Holy Spirit. He'll be there to bless you, to help you, to minister to you.
If you or someone you know has strayed from a relationship with God, and there's a need to return to that close daily walk with him, reach out to him right now in humble prayer and seek his presence in all situations. He is right there with you now and waits to celebrate your return. We hope today's healing word has been a blessing and has encouraged your faith in God to grow. The Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. Be sure to tune in to WAVA tomorrow at this same time for another edition of the Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.